Sensitivity of memory retention refers to the ability to assess the amount of information stored in memory. So a more sensitive measure will more accurately detect information that has been learned and stored in memory from the past. And the most sensitive measure of retention we have is relearning. Relearning refers to learning something over again which has been previously committed to memory, but the original memory can't be recalled or recognised when we need it. If we learn something fast a second time around, then we can assume that we've remembered some of the original information. This represents a savings. And this occurs by accessing a weak association from the original learning, and that's helped to prepare us for the relearning. And relearning is measured by the savings score formula, T1 minus T2 over T1. Now T could either be time or number of trials. So T1, time taken for original learning, minus T2, time taken for relearning, over T1, time taken for original learning. If it refers to the number of attempts taken, T1 would be number of trials for original learning, minus number of trials for relearning, T2, over T1, number of trials for the original learning. Let's go through an example. Let's say we've got Joe who, when he's 15, learns the rules of chess. And let's say it takes him 5 goes. Then 20 years later, let's say he hasn't played chess for 20 years, he claims to have forgotten it and he wants to play with his kids. This time it only takes him 2 goes to learn the rules of chess. So if we apply that to the formula, T1, it'd be 5 trials for original learning. T2 would be 2 trials for the relearning. 5 minus 2 is 3. 3 over the denominator, 5 trials for the original learning. 3 over 5, 60%, 3 fifths. So Joe's actually saved 60% of his original learning. He's had to relearn 40%. It's an inverse relationship. The second most sensitive measure of retention is recognition. This involves identifying correct information, which has been previously learned, from a list of alternatives. For instance, if we asked who was the Prime Minister of Australia in 1984, and we gave you 4 options, Keating, Hawke, Whitlam or Holt, you have to identify the correct information from those alternatives. The answer is, of course, Bob Hawke. Again, this is a more sensitive measure of retention than recall because we can reasonably accurately gauge how much information you've retained from your actual memory. Now, recall is the least sensitive measure of retention, and it requires a person to recover stored information using few, if any, cues to assist. And it's subjective in terms of the way we actually gauge how much information you recall. So, for instance, asking you to recall aspects of grade 6. And there's 3 types of recall. We've got free recall, retrieving as much information as you can in any order. So, for instance, name every Australian Prime Minister you can think of. We've got serial recall, which involves retrieving information in a serial order, on the same order that it's presented. So, for instance, in reverse order, going backwards, name the Australian Prime Ministers. Let's start with Gillard, Rudd, Howard, etc. How far can you go back? Cued recall involves using cues to assist. So name Australia's first 2 Prime Ministers. Their initials were EB and AD. EB, Ed Barton, AD, Alfred Deakin. Again, recall is the least sensitive measure of retention because it's the hardest to actually gauge how much information has been retained in our memory.